Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I am Kyle Swagger. It's May 13th. Yeah, 13th, not the luckiest number, but hey, at least it's a Wednesday, 2015. All of the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It is official. AOL has been acquired by Verizon in the U.S. for $4.4 billion. And for those of you watching the stock market, that's about $50 a share. Verizon believes that the tie between the two businesses will boost its online video and content strategy. In an email sent out to employees over at AOL, Tim Armstrong pledges that the deal will create the best media technology company in the world. Apparently, Tim has never heard of Apple, or let alone other companies that are sitting nice and peacefully in Silicon Valley right now. Doesn't really surprise me, though. AOL hasn't really heard of mainstream broadband either, since 2.2 million of its customers are still on dial-up. Hey, here's a new research study that you probably already friggin' know if you're living in the UK, and particularly if you're a parent. It seems that UK teenagers are spending longer than ever online. Big shock, huh? Internet usage in the UK has actually doubled in the past decade, mostly thanks to teenagers and young adults. And also, let's face it, a lot has to do with those tablets and smartphones, too, that they're constantly got their face buried in. The biggest jump, however, was noticed in younger users. Those aged between 16 and 24 spend an average of 27 hours and 36 minutes online. That's more than three times it was in 2005. I know, I can hear the parents out there with teenagers right now going, this study is complete bullcrap. Because you know for a fact that your kids stay online about probably 12 hours a day. Ah, technology. We're more connected, yet more disconnected. Ah, BitTorrent. I know what came to mind. You're thinking torrents, piracy, downloading. Take your mind away from that right now. You got to be thinking BitTorrent bleep. I'm not saying a bad word. That's what it's called. BitTorrent bleep. Yes, bleep launched today, getting a nice new feature to let your chats be more private. Now, if you don't remember, bleep was actually unveiled in late 2013, which worked kind of like a messenger. And it leverages the company's P2P, that's peer-to-peer, by the way, technology. And it lets you communicate without having to use an email, a phone number, or username, any of that stuff you don't really feel like giving away. But with a new update, it has a new feature now called Whispers. Making your message disappear within 25 seconds of it being viewed. They also say Whispers will include a clever feature to help protect against screenshots and even photos from an external camera. Just like with all uses of technology, yeah, this is pretty good. It's got good intentions, but wait for it to backfire quickly. With a whole bunch of people going, what the bleep? While we're talking about chatting and social media, you might have noticed that Periscope is no longer requiring Twitter to sign up. Now, in all honesty, there really hasn't been much improvement in the app or much to look for. If you sign up with your Twitter account, yeah, you're still going to get those user recommendations of who to follow. But saying that, that's really only the difference between signing up with your Twitter or signing up with your phone number. There is one other feature that allows you to swap profile pictures with snapshots in your camera roll, and they've also made replying to comments during a broadcast a one-tap affair, as they're calling it now. And since Periscope is 162, as of last time checking in the iOS store, for those of you that actually still have it on your phone, and you're wondering what that update for is, now you know. And finally, you ever stopped and wondered, how'd those oceans get there? How did Earth get so much friggin' water? Well, a new study published by the Royal Astronomical Society supports that maybe they just freaking crash-landed here. They're saying also that process could have been repeated all over the galaxy. They believe that Earth was initially dry, and their research strongly supports that the view that the oceans that we see and bathe and float and play in today were a result of impacts by water-rich comets or asteroids. They say in their analysis, it shows that asteroids had a large content of water, either in the form of ice or hydrated metals. Now, of course, right now, these are just all research and theories, since scopes aren't yet powerful enough to actually directly observe water on the surfaces of other planets outside of our solar system. Also kind of gives a whole new meaning to praying for rain, doesn't it, when it's dry? Come on, send me an asteroid. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on what's going to happen, hopefully, in the next 24 hours of the best in tech news. Hopefully, it'll be the best in tech news. It wasn't the best today, was it? But until then, have a fantastic Hump Day Wednesday. And thank you so much for listening.